Do you know what I love? I love it when there is a massive tragedy, preferably a mass shooting, and then some jumped up fat fuck gets up to push his fucking agenda with both feet metaphorically planted on the corpses of the victims. Hello, Cenk.
Shooting last night in Charleston, South Carolina at Emmanuel AME Church. It's a historic black church in South Carolina. And it was done by a guy named Dylan Storm Root. He appears to be some sort of right-wing racist that targeted black people in this country and obviously in that particular church. He killed 9 people, 6 women.
Is that relevant?
And 3 men. Some people in this country are claiming they're not entirely sure that he's racist. We'll show you otherwise in a second.
You know, I'm going to skip that when we get to it. I'm happy to accept that this guy is a racist.
Yeah, probably just picked a black church at random, right? And then there is Sylvia Johnson's account. Apparently this is what Dylan Root said as he was shooting people. I had to do it. You rape our women and you're taking over our country and you have to go.
So he's a terrorist then? Just like Anders Breivik.
He killed 6 women.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
As I told you, he killed 6 women.
We know. For the rest of us who aren't so focused on gender, it was 9 people, Cenk.
And 3 men at a church, and it's because apparently they were taking over the country.
Don't get me wrong, I think the guy's crazy as well, but you do have a black president. And again, I repeat, I think he's crazy. But if you were a crazy diehard racist, and you were living in a country, a majority white country with a black president...
Where might he have heard that black people are taking over the country?
Your last 2 presidential elections, Cenk. But you know what? Don't worry about that. Why don't you push your agenda?
Okay. He said the local sheriff there, Charleston Police Chief Greg Mullen, says, I do believe this is a hate crime. It will be investigated as a hate crime. Seems fairly obvious, but not if you turn on Fox News. Okay. Here's a picture of the shooter, Dylan Root. This obvious maniac.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Cenk, that's retarded. You can't say that just because someone has a sour fucking look that they're an obvious maniac. And I know that you're not going to start arguing that, oh, it's because the flag's on his jacket, because the average person has never even heard of Rhodesia, Cenk.
And those flags on that jacket are going to be very relevant in a second. What's also relevant is what some of the accounts of what Dylan Root believed, including a former classmate of his, John Mullins. The former classmate told the Daily Beast that he didn't think that Root was a racist so much. Oh, really? Interesting. As a conservative with a lot of Southern pride, he made a lot of racist jokes, but you don't really take them seriously like that. You don't really think of it like that. No, John, you don't think of it like that.
But you do. His jokes, in your mind, are indication of latent hatred.
But that's why we tell you, hey, you know what? Be a little bit careful. Maybe racist jokes actually do mean something. It's not to say that anybody who makes a racist joke is going to go shoot up a black church. Of course not, right?
Then you can't fucking say that maybe racist jokes do mean something, can you, Cenk? That's literally what you've just argued against right there.
But if you got a guy who's got guns...
How's that relevant to racist jokes, Cenk?
Who likes to wear, you know, racist paraphernalia around. We'll show you more about that in a second.
Uh-huh.
And goes around making racist jokes and talking about a Southern pride.
Oh, I get it. Because Southerners are synonymous with slave owners. Of course they are. Despite the fact that nobody living in the South right now has ever owned a slave, Southern pride, it means racism.
What do you think he meant by Southern pride? He loves grits?
Oh, no, it means that he hates black people.
Some people do. Some people have Southern pride. They love the grits. They love the other parts of the South. I've been all over the South. There's a lot I love about the South. But I don't go around wearing Confederate flags going, Southern pride, remember the good old days. Yeah, let's make some racist jokes.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like it follows, Cenk. The thing is, I mean, I Googled Southern pride, and it came up with a lot of Confederate flags and often using the term heritage, not hate. So I'm guessing that this is an accusation that's laid upon them quite often that they're trying to refute. And from what you've said, Cenk, it sounds like lazy stereotyping.
But everybody's shocked. Shocked. I don't know. We all make them. And then all of a sudden, one of us decided to kill 9 of them.
Are you fucking serious, Cenk? Are you saying that these people should be guilty by association because of Southern pride.
Okay, well, those black people killed, but no, it's got nothing to do with race, I'm sure of it.
You know, even if there are people saying that, I think they're wrong too. It's got everything to do with race. Everything. This person was a fucking racist. He couldn't stand black people. As he said, black people are taking over the country. I'm going to shoot some black people. Fine. Absolutely fine, Cenk. But what you need to prove is that it's connected to anyone else other than this one individual.
Again, we'll get to people who are actually claiming that in a second. So let me show you the shooting victims first. Cynthia Hurd, 54 years old. Susie Jackson, 87 years old. Ethel Lance, 70 years old. Reverend DePayne Middleton Doctor, he's 49 years old. The Honorable Reverend Clementa Pinckney, who is actually also in the South Carolina legislature, he was the pastor of the church, he has passed away as well. Tawanza Sanders, 26 years old. Reverend Daniel Simmons Sr., 74 years old. Reverend Sharonda Singleton, 45 years old. Mira Thompson, 59 years old. And the picture of Reverend Clementa Pinckney is now all over the web. You might have already seen it. He was 41 years old. He had two kids.
Yeah, it's a tragedy. We know. We're all on board. Everyone's like, yeah, this is fucking awful. We're so glad the cops have caught the guy who did it.
And he was a leader in his community, and now he has passed away. Now, my reaction to it is severalfold. Outraged by it.
Kind of glad to use it to push your agenda.
There's a lot of mentally ill people in the country, but we give everybody a gun in the country.
Oh, for fuck's sake, Cenk, even I know that mentally ill people aren't allowed guns in America. The federal law states it's unlawful for any person to sell or otherwise dispose of any firearm or ammunition to any person knowing or having reasonable cause to believe that such a person has been adjudicated as a mental defective or has been committed to any mental institution. And the state law on this for South Carolina says that no person shall possess or acquire a handgun if he or she has been adjudicated mentally incompetent. In addition, patients and prisoners under the jurisdiction of the South Carolina Department of Mental Health may not have access to firearms. Cenk.
Everybody have at it. He was given a gun as a birthday present. That worked out well.
Well, that worked out well. Oh, fuck off. He was given the gun illegally, Cenk. And it wasn't even mental health issues that prevented him from owning a gun legally. It was charges on possession of cocaine, methamphetamine, and LSD that disqualified him from legally carrying or purchasing a firearm. The gun was purchased by his father, which in itself is a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in jail and a $250,000 fine. Don't get me wrong, I'm really not that guy who's going to say, well, the law says this, therefore the law must be right, because believe me, I know that laws can be wrong. But in this case, I don't think the laws are wrong. It's that they were broken. The failure is clearly with his father, who gave him a gun despite knowing that it's illegal to do so and his son could not legally carry a gun. The law is actually completely correct in this instance. If the laws had been followed, this tragedy would have been averted. And that's coming from a fucking bleeding heart liberal, Cenk.
Don't, if you think somebody might be mentally disturbed, don't give them a gun.
Brilliant advice, Cenk. I mean, just because it'd be illegal is, you know, the least of your worries.
If you think somebody might be part of a hate group, don't give them a gun.
I'm presuming you're saying this because you know that the people who you're describing couldn't buy a gun.
Don't give them a gun. Okay. So, is it racial? It was. I can't believe we had a conversation about this, but we're having it. Okay. Of course! Of course it's racial! Okay, so let's go to Fox News on that, and then I will fill in the details of the shooter and give you a sense of what he's actually about. Here's E.W. Jackson on Fox News from this morning.
That's great. And before we watch this, let's also keep in mind why Fox News feel they need to try and pin the motivation on this on an identity.
We're urging people, wait for the facts, don't jump to conclusions. But I have to tell you, I am deeply concerned that this gunman chose to go into a church, because there does seem to be a rising hostility against Christians across this country because of our biblical views. And I just think it's something that we have to be aware of and not create an atmosphere in which people take out their violent intentions against Christians.
It was released earlier And extraordinarily, they called it a hate crime. And some look at it as, well, it's because it was a white guy, apparently, and a black church. But you made a great point just a moment ago about the hostility toward Christians. So, and it was a church. So maybe that's what they're talking about. They haven't explained it to us.
Well, yeah, I don't know whether most people jump to conclusions about race. I long for the day when we stop doing that in our country. Yeah. But we don't know why he went into a church, but he didn't choose a bar. He didn't choose a basketball court. He chose a church. And we need to be looking at that very closely.
The Fox News host there said, extraordinarily, they called this a hate crime. It was extraordinary to call this a hate crime?
You know, Cenk, you want this to be classified as an act of terror. You don't want this to be classified as a hate crime. So yes, for you, it's extraordinary. You should agree with them.
Like, that surprised you. Like, oh, a white guy goes, and by the way, he sat in church for an hour. He looked at these people. He watched them for an hour before he mowed them down. Some witnesses say he reloaded five times as he was murdering these people. It's extraordinary? Some people called it a hate crime in the beginning. It's extraordinary.
Given that you made this out to be political initially, Cenk, why are you having such trouble accepting that? It sounds like Fox News don't want this to be classified as a hate crime. I think they would prefer it to be classified as a political act of terror, just like you claimed.
And then they bring in their black expert, because he's black. E.W. Jackson's black, so it's okay.
See, I know that for a lot of my subscribers who live in America, my political positions are difficult to follow, because one video I'll be lambasting the right, and the other I'll be defending them like this. And in America, you're very tribal. There's no getting around it. It's so self-evident. There is a great amount of political dogma and partisanship in the United States. And I'm personally not politically partisan. Sometimes I agree with people on the right, sometimes I agree with people on the left. And this, I know this flummoxes people. I know it does. And it's fine. I don't mind that at all. You know, that's for them to I think as they watch more of my videos, they come to understand my positions on these things. I'm more concerned about individual issues than I am a side. And I say this because this is one of those issues in which the right wing as an entire side really has my sympathy. They really do. I fucking hate the extreme left identity politics. They have a black guy on their show because you would scream and bitch and moan and cry, wail and pull if they didn't. You'd say, you don't even have a black guy on your show. So now they get a black guy on the show. So look, it's not about the skin color. It's about what he's saying, and that's not good enough either. Oh, look, they've got a black guy, so it's okay now. What the... Cenk, do you think avowed racists would have black guys on their shows, do you? Is that something you think they'd do? You fucking... So yeah, Cenk, they have a black guy talking, and they have a black guy because of you, because of people like you, because of the fucking left and their identity politics bullshit. That's why they've got a black guy. Because you wouldn't be interested in hearing the same words out of the mouth of a white guy.
So, and that house feels awfully good, EW, doesn't it? So he comes in and he says, oh, no, probably about religion, man. Probably about religion. I mean, let's not jump to conclusions about this Dylan Roof guy.
Why do you think they're so defensive? This guy hasn't claimed any political affiliations with them. They don't advocate shooting black people, Cenk. But at the beginning of this video, you went, this guy was right wing, and they know from experience that the left will try to make them guilty by association. Because that's exactly what you're doing now.
No, don't jump to conclusions. What are we jumping to conclusions for? Let's find out about Dylan Roof here. By the way, no, you know what? Here, I'll give you more conservatives. It's not just Fox News. It's not just this idiot E.W. Jackson. Let's go to Lindsey Graham. He was on The View. Listen to him.
But one thing it's not, let's talk about what it's not in my view. It's not a wind into the soul of South Carolina.
No.
It's not who we are. It's not who our country is. It's about this guy. And this guy's got tons of problems. And to kill people in a church after sitting there with them for an hour, tells you how whacked out this kid is. Yeah, I can't explain this. I don't know what would make a young man at 21 get so sick and twisted to kill 9 people in a church. This is beyond my understanding.
Do you think that it's a hate crime? Do you feel like it's a hate crime? Or do you think it's more mentally disturbed?
Probably both.
See, I feel really bad for these people on the right who have to do this. They're nothing to do with what's happened. Nothing at all. Like I said, it's not the soul of South Carolina. It's not something that any of them endorse. There's no way in hell this guy's ever going to endorse anyone going into a church and shooting people, regardless of race. He's never going to do that. I've got no doubt that he finds it a despicable crime. But for some reason, he feels like he has to come up with some kind of explanation for it. The poor fucking guy. Dude, it's not your fault. It's not your problem. You don't have to justify anything.
One probably precludes the other. There are real people out there who are organized to kill people in religion and based on race. This guy's just whacked out.
Oh, this guy's just whacked out. You know, it's a lone wolf.
Oh, if you're going to be a sarcastic twat about it, Cenk, then why don't you tell us what organization he's working for? Have ISIS come out and say, hey, this is one of us? Or have Al-Qaeda come out and said that? Or is it that nobody's saying that? And this guy was actually acting as an individual, Cenk.
There are people organized who try to kill people. There's more right-wing terrorism in this country than there is, for example, Muslim terrorism.
Fuck's sake, Cenk. Are you trying to make people think that all Muslims are potential terrorists? Because in trying to paint the right wing with such a broad brush, you are doing that also to Muslims.
Lindsey Graham doesn't talk much about that. The only people who are organized, of course, are Muslims. When a right-winger does it, no, it's unorganized. He's a lone wolf. He's just probably crazy.
For fuck's sake, Cenk, Islamic extremists, terrorists who blow people up, do not represent all Muslims. In the same way that there are probably right-wing terrorists, and they don't represent the right wing.
Lindsey Graham went on to say in that interview that, look, people are looking to attack religion. Yeah, I think it was about a religion. And it could have been a white church, could have been an Asian church. He just happened to walk into a black church. Yeah, maybe. And here, Santorum's going to take up that bullshit line of defense as well. Watch this.
You know, you just can't think that things like this could happen in America. I mean, that's obviously a crime of hate. I mean, I don't know we don't know the rationale, but I don't know what other rationale could there be. I mean, you're sort of lost that someone would walk into a Bible study at a church and you know, indiscriminately kill people. Pray for those and pray for our country. I mean, this is one of these situations where you just have to take a step back and say, you know, you talk about the importance of prayer at this time, but we're now seeing assaults on religious liberty that we've never seen before.
No, it's not about race. It's an assault on religious liberty. Do you have any idea this guy's against religion? No, nothing, right? Nothing. You have no evidence to that effect. Oh, it's an assault on religious liberty. We're right. Why are you so defensive about it?
Because the left is constantly attacking them. Listen, I agree that it's nothing to do with religion. I completely agree. It's not that this... I mean, the guy who did it is probably a Christian himself. So, I agree. Nothing to do with religion. It is a racially motivated attack with a political aim, retarded as that aim may have been. And again, I stress, I'm no fan of the right wing. I disagree with almost all of their worldview. But as long as they're not hurting anyone and infringing on other people's civil liberties, they are entitled to hold it. And it is absolutely not fair for you to take a tragedy and use it as a stick with which to beat them. These people have done nothing wrong. Nothing about the worldview has caused this. The psycho extremists have caused this. These are the people you should be blaming. These are the people you should be lambasting. Not Fox News or whoever these fucking people are. These people are on the defensive because they fucking know you're going to come after them like this. And it really seems that you're using their defensiveness as evidence that they must have something to hide. Why are you being all defensive? Just asking questions. No, you're the fucking reason they're being defensive, and you fucking know it.
Why? So, and Lindsey Graham talking about, oh, this is not the soul of South Carolina. Nobody talked about after Sandy Hook, is it the soul of Connecticut? Because obviously it had nothing to do with Connecticut.
Because you weren't smearing Christians and the right wing after Sandy Hook. Probably because the guy who did it was considered left wing, or at least not obviously right wing.
But this, well, there are 19 hate groups in South Carolina, a very strong part of what happens, unfortunately, in South Carolina.
Yeah, you say that. But that's coming from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, a lot of people might not be familiar with who they are, so let me introduce you. The Southern Poverty Law Center is dedicated to fighting hate and bigotry and to seeking justice for the most vulnerable members of our society. Using litigation, education, and other forms of advocacy, the center works towards the day when the ideals of equal justice and equal opportunity will be a reality. We employ a three-pronged strategy to battle racial and social injustice. We track the activities of hate groups and domestic terrorists across America, and we launch innovative lawsuits that seek to destroy networks of radical extremists. We use the courts and other forms of advocacy to win systemic reforms on behalf of the victims of bigotry and discrimination. We provide educators with free resources that teach school children to reject hate, embrace diversity, and respect differences. The Southern Poverty Law Center is an extremely progressive organization, extremely white as well, that will label anything that is frankly anti-progressive as extremist hate groups and domestic terrorists. Let's have a quick look at the 19 that are in South Carolina. See if they're all legitimate hate groups. Now, there are, of course, groups on here that are indeed hate groups. The white nationalists, the black separatists, the neo-Nazis, the skinhead racists, and the Ku Klux Klan. These are all legitimate hate groups, no question of it. But you can tell that the Southern Poverty Law Center has a distinct ideological bias of its own when it starts including groups like anti-immigrant groups, anti-LGBT groups, neo-Confederate groups. These are not hate groups, as everyone else would define them. What they are is anti-progressive. And since the Southern Poverty Law Center is so mired in its own progressive bigotry, it unfairly labels these groups as hate groups. And let's not forget that the Southern Poverty Law Center has labeled Gamergate not an apolitical consumer movement, but a swelling of vicious right-wing conspiracism. So needless to say, we will not be trusting the Southern Poverty Law Center's judgment on who and who is not a hate group. Anyway, getting back to it, what Cenk is about to do is attempt to portray Dylann Roof as a member of one of these neo-Confederate organizations.
Does it affect everybody in South Carolina? Of course not, right? The people killed were in South Carolina. But is it a problem in South Carolina? Yes. Is it a problem with Dylann Roof? Yes. Let me show you. So here he is sitting on a car, and on that car there's a license plate. That license plate talks about the Confederacy and refers to a racist group.
Bollocks, does it, Cenk? It just says Confederate States of America. You sound like you're really reaching. He's not. You don't know that he's part of a group. That's not a fucking group.
And so is it a coincidence that he happens to be sitting on the roof of a car that has this racist license plate? Probably coincidence.
Having a license plate that says Confederate States of America is now inherently racist, is it, Cenk? You sound really desperate. You're making one of the most tenuous links I think I've ever seen you make.
Mark Pitcavage is the director of investigative research for the Anti-Defamation League, and he explained the jacket that we showed you earlier that he was wearing. He said the two patches on a jacket Roof was wearing in the only public photo on the Facebook page are the symbols of the white supremacist movement. One patch is the flag of South Africa's apartheid government, while the other is the flag of the former white-controlled country of Rhodesia, which later became Zimbabwe, Pitcavage said.
I wonder if it had to do with race.
Yes, Cenk, he was a racist. But that doesn't mean that the Confederate States of America, the flag itself, is a racist symbol. That doesn't mean that people who fly this flag are inherently racist.
A guy who wore a jacket celebrating two racist countries. Of course it's about race. These Republicans are unbearable. Why are you defensive about it?
Because you're slandering the whole right wing, you fucking idiot.
If you're not racist, why are you defensive about it? Why don't you just come out and say, well, look, obviously it had to do with race. Why don't you say that?
Because as you've just shown, it doesn't just stop at this one guy who is a racist. You will try to paint entire organizations as racist, whether they are or not, whether they're even organizations or not. People like you are responsible for this, Cenk. Hell, you personally are probably responsible for a great deal of it.
What are you trying to cover up?
Sorry, what was that?
What are you trying to cover up?
What are you trying to cover up?
What are you trying to cover up?
They're not trying to cover up anything, you fat fuck! They're sick of being called racist because someone else is a fucking racist. They're sick of your guilt by association bullshit, Cenk. For fuck's sake, you're unreal. You're unfucking believable. You're incapable of separating your agenda between the facts and what you want that fact to be. You hate the right wing so much, it blinds you, Cenk. Fucking off. You're a disgrace. Do you know, you're a fucking disgrace.
All right, I want to go back to John Mullins. That's the guy. I'm going to read it to you again, okay? John Mullins said that, this is a former fellow student of Dylann Roof. John Mullins said that Roof was kind of wild, commenting that he heavily used Xanax and other pill drugs. Mullins also said that Roof had a reputation for spouting Southern pride messages and conservative stances on several issues, but said that his statements, along with several racist jokes, were always brushed off on the assumption that Roof was joking. Yeah, well, maybe we shouldn't make that assumption.
Oh, typical progressive. Let's just assume guilt. Let's assume the worst. Let's assume that if someone tells a joke that you deem to be racist, that person is about to go on a fucking shooting spree in a black church. Fucking, you're mental. You're fucking mental, Cenk.
And so, look, is this guy disturbed? Of course he's disturbed. Of course he is.
But that's not enough, is it, Cenk? Because that doesn't further your agenda.
My point isn't that, this guy is part of a coordinated movement and he worked with other racist groups, etc.
Well, that's lucky because you've been unable to prove that point. And since that isn't your point, because you can't prove it, it's only reasonable that we assume that he is a lone individual working on his own, Cenk.
But everybody who does a shooting is disturbed to some degree, right? So why do we classify them in two different directions? Okay. Speaking of which, I mean, here. This unbearable, horrible racist group then goes on to the pastor's Facebook page and leaves this note. Maybe one of my supporters, this is from Pioneer Little Europe, the racist group. Maybe one of my supporters in South Carolina can run for your seat. The pastor was, remember, a legislator in South Carolina. You don't need it anymore.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal dick move, don't get me wrong. But what you're about to say that this proves isn't what this proves.
Now, if it was a Muslim who did that shooting and then ISIS put out a statement like that, what would happen? Everybody would say, oh, you see, coordinated. Coordinated, obviously. See, it's ISIS, these guys are all doing it together. They all work together. It's all part of an international thing.
Are you saying that people would say that all Muslims are part of an international conspiracy?
Now, all these different racist groups, they attack, kill. Another guys laugh about it. They go and insult the dead, and they do it, you know, so brazenly. No, it's lone wolf.
Wow, it really seems like you've forgotten what you said 2 minutes ago, Cenk.
My point isn't that this guy is part of a coordinated movement and he worked with other racist groups, etc. Now, all these different racist groups, they attack, kill. Another guys laugh about it. They go and insult the dead and they do it, you know, so brazenly. No, it's lone wolf.
Cenk, what you are seeing is a reflection of what the extreme left does. You're all ideologically on the same page. You all believe exactly the same things. So when something happens that pisses off extreme progressives, I know what all of the other extreme progressive outlets are going to say. When something pisses off the neo-Nazis, the storm fags, the white nationalists, all those sorts of people, they all agree with each other. And so yes, their response is predictable as well. There is in fact no need for conspiratorial thinking in this instance. In the same way that when Lena Dunham abuses her sister, it's not a conspiracy when all the extreme feminists turn around and go, oh, there's nothing there. She didn't abuse her sister. It's fine. Lena Dunham did nothing wrong.
And has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with anything. Probably just about religion. Okay. So let's talk about the hate groups in South Carolina. They only have two factions of the Ku Klux Klan. Four white nationalist groups, six neo-Confederate groups, two branches of the League of the South, and the Council of Conservative Citizens.
There any particular reason you left off the Nation of Islam there, Cenk? The black separatist movement that operates out of Charleston? Or does that just damage the narrative somewhat?
But nothing to do with the soul of South Carolina. South Carolina's state flag has the Confederate flag within it. The Confederate flag is still flying, I should say, in the state capital of South Carolina. Still flying, the Confederate flag.
Well, that probably explains the six neo-Confederate groups that I personally don't see why you would consider these racist. Just picking one at random, the Southern National Congress, a voice for the Southern people. The Southern National Congress is an organization of volunteer Southern citizens whose objective is to effect freedom and independence of the several Southern states and their people so that they may restore their historic traditions of self-government and ordered Christian liberty. I mean, maybe that's just their patter. You know, maybe they're just really good at hiding it. But I had a look through their website and I didn't see anything that refers to black people. I just didn't see it. This kind of strikes me as like one of those sort of like Gamergate or a Voice for Men situations where an organization that's going against the main narrative is just slandered because they want something that the mainstream doesn't want. But hey, I don't know. I've never been to a neo-Confederate meeting. Maybe they burn an effigy of a nigger and then they sit around plotting how they're going to lynch or something, you know, because that's kind of the impression you're giving everyone, Cenk.
Okay. But no, it has nothing to do with South Carolina. It has nothing to do with race, right? This is what we're talking. Why are they so defensive?
I don't know, Cenk. Are you trying to tell us that South Carolina is a racist state?
Because they know it has to do with race. They know that this is part of the culture that has done this. You don't think there's been black church bombings before? You don't think there's been attacks on black churches before? This country has an enormous history of attacking black people in their churches. I'll get to that in a second. So what did the Council of Conservative Citizens say about black people? They say that they are the most privileged members of their race, the blacks are, okay?
Oh, and here in which I have to now defend a white supremacist stormfront twat because Cenk takes his quote out of context, so far out of context, that he actually makes him sound worse than he is. Thanks, Cenk, you cock. From the Southern Poverty Law Center website, so this isn't a friendly source. Slaves who were taken to the United States hit the slave lottery. They are the most privileged members of their race and benefit greatly from the generosity of American whites. Look, he's not saying that blacks in America are privileged. He's saying that black people who live in America are doing better than black people who live in Africa. I'm not saying I agree with him or anything like that. I'm just saying, Cenk, that you're misquoting him.
They look privileged today. I mean, how many times have you heard conservatives say, the black people have it all so good in this country. It's such a big advantage to be black in this country.
I don't know, Cenk, but since you didn't find one either, why is the burden of proof on me?
That's why Dolezal pretend to be black. So what a wonderful advantage is to be black in this country. Okay, here's another one from Kylie Rogers, Council of Conservative Citizens. That blacks benefit greatly from the generosity of American whites, as they always have.
That's part of the same quote, you intellectually dishonest hack. And no, I don't agree with him, but I can see what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that black people benefit from the welfare state in the United States.
Yeah. Yes, the generosity of American white.
Oh, fuck's sake, Cenk. White people in America didn't say that. A white nationalist twat said that. Don't blame white people for what this twat has just said, you fucknut.
Especially people in racist groups like that. So generous with blacks.
Do you think they represent the majority opinion of whites?
Okay, now let me tell you about that history so you understand, so you get a little context as to what's happening here. This is not isolated. This is, if you want to talk about coordinated, if you want to talk about a campaign of terror, this is a campaign of terror that has lasted hundreds of years in this country.
Cenk, are you saying that white people have been coordinating a campaign of terror against black people in South Carolina? Because it really sounds like that's what you're trying to say.
So, Vox had a great explanation of this. They say attacks on black churches have been historically deployed by white supremacists to terrorize black communities and impose racist laws and policies on African Americans. These types of attacks, not just on churches, but on homes as well, were so common in Birmingham, Alabama during the 1950s and 60s that the city received the nickname Bombingham. A lot of you might know about that bombing in Birmingham that killed those four young black girls and injured dozens more. But did you know that that was just one of four bombings within 4 weeks? Who does bombings of innocent people? Oh, right, terrorists, right? Terrorists do that, right? Okay,
Look, that might have been relevant in the 50s and 60s, but I don't know whether you've noticed, but white supremacist movements are remarkably fringe these days. It's hard to find mainstream public support for them. I don't think white supremacist movements bombing black churches is going to affect much in the way of policy change in 2015.
It's not like that was in the 1850s and 1860s. Was 1950s and 60s. Okay.
Yeah, Cenk, that was 65 years ago.
Historically, black churches are not just houses of worship. So why do they target them? They have also acted as sanctuaries from racism and organizational hubs for civil rights rallies. Many of the civil rights leaders of the past few decades have even come from churches, including Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. White supremacists throughout American history often saw these churches as threats, making them prime targets for those who wanted to terrorize and maintain control of black communities and enforce slavery and segregation. Well, you got black people congregating somewhere. First of all, that's a danger. Second of all, it's an easy target. You hit them where they are, right? That's why white supremacists and racists have been hitting black churches for, unfortunately, a long, long time in this country.
Yes, they have, which is just one of the myriad reasons why people don't tend to be very fond of white supremacist organizations, Cenk.
So this church has been around it's one of the oldest black churches in America, around for a long time. There was actually a slave rebellion that emanated from this church, and that was obviously back in the 1820s. Okay, fascinating little fact. White people were so scared of what happened there. Of course, they hung 35 people, including the leader of that rebellion, who was one of the founders of the church. But they were so scared of what happened there, they burned the church down. I'll tell you more about that in a sec. And then they built up a little ammo and weapon cache around the corner in a building. That building later grew and grew and became a military training area in the South. It later became the Citadel. That's one of the top military academies in the country. And it started with an effort to make sure if there was another slave rebellion, that they would be around to murder all the blacks that came out of this church that was attacked yesterday.
I love how you're trying to desperately link these two events together. Yeah. They did do that 200 years ago. And we don't do that now because it's wrong, Cenk. Which is why there's such vilification of this man who rightly deserves to be vilified for attacking this black church. Nobody is on his fucking side, Cenk. That's what you seem to be thinking. You seem to think that someone is on his side. The only people who are on his side are dipshits like Stormfront and fucking neo-Nazis and all this sort of thing. Small, ridiculous groups that everyone thinks are cocks, Cenk. What are you fucking arguing?
Amazing history. Know your history. Understand the context of what's happening here. Easy to call it a lone wolf. Easy to say, oh, it's Xanax, it's drugs, it's whatever. But this has been happening for a long time in this country, unabated. I'll get to...
What the fuck do you mean, unabated? Yes, people used to be racists. They used to think that was acceptable. We no longer think that's acceptable. There are anti-racist laws, Cenk. For fuck's sake. We have laws designed to prevent discrimination and to punish people who do discriminate based on race. You'll be saying we live in a fucking rape culture next, you hysterical lunatic.
Recent history in a second as well.
So in that attack, that rebellion that came out of this church, white leaders blamed the attack on the Emmanuel AME church, saying it helped foster the attacks. They instituted harsh laws against black churches, including a ban on all black services. The congregation was then dispersed, and the church was burned. The congregation would continue to meet in secret. The man who led that rebellion, by the way, they wouldn't put up his statue in Charleston for about 200 years. Well over 100 years, okay? It just went up in 2014, finally, okay?
Yeah, you really look like you're reaching. I mean, how is what happened in 1820 relevant to what's happening in 2015?
They burned the church to the ground. It's not the first time this church has been attacked, let alone church after church in the South.
Things that have long histories, Cenk, tend to have multiple events happen to them.
They were all black. They weren't attacked because they were churches. They were attacked because there was a lot of black people inside them.
Yes, Cenk, and they were attacked by fucking racists.
That's reality. That's reality. That's our history. That history rains down on us through the generations.
Only if you fucking let it. If you want to be the victim of your history forever, then this is the result. Regular viewers of my channel will be familiar with a band called Black Pussy because I've covered them before. They have a name that obviously triggered a lot of feminists. One of them said this in an interview with the Daily Dot. The whole point of being a black person in this country is being owned. Can you even imagine it? In 2015, this person still thinks they are a fucking slave, Cenk. They think that being black is inseparable from being a fucking slave. And it's because of people like you, who constantly have to remind black people, hey, do you remember when you guys were slaves? Don't forget, you guys were slaves. God forbid, they might fucking move on. If that were my history, I wouldn't want to be constantly fucking reminded of it. I wouldn't want for someone to have put my mind in such chains to the point where I couldn't even separate my identity as a person from being a fucking slave. But hey, don't take my word for it that there are black people who think this way as well. Let's listen to a black person who thinks this way.
Being made to feel like a victim for many blacks and being made to feel like you're a member of the 99% is comfort food for them. They've been conditioned to feel like it's important for them to identify themselves as the field Negroes and to hate the so-called house Negro. Meanwhile, the so-called house Negro that the race-baiting blacks call us is like, you do realize that slavery was abolished like 150 years ago, yet your mind is still in the fields, a place you've never been. Yet you want to stay brain-chained to a place where Democrats wanted to keep you.
Yes, I watch Zonation as well as the Young Turks. I'm not married to a political party or position. I'm interested in individual issues. Anyway.
You think it's ancient? Oh, well, that's 50 years ago. Okay. More from the Atlantic here in Vox. These types of attacks continued through the 19th and 20th centuries, including a wave of firebombings of black churches in the South in the 1990s and the burning of a black church in Massachusetts the day President Barack Obama was inaugurated.
No one supports those, Cenk. There is no public support for the white nationalist fringe groups who are doing these things. They are indeed racist terrorist groups, Cenk. We are all in agreement with you on this issue.
Was it racial? Of course it was racial. Did he target them because they're black? Did he target them because some cultures within America today blame black people for everything, including what this insane person had in their mind about how they're taking over the country? Yeah, I've heard that in places. Yes, it was right-wing places. Yes, it was conservative places.
Yes, but this isn't what they believe. This, again, Cenk, you fucking moron, you absolute fucking halfwit, is guilt by association. Being right-wing has nothing to do with this fucking issue. This is your bias, your bigotry you are bringing to the table. And this is coming from someone whose next video is probably going to be the five stupidest things ever said by right-wing conservatives, alright?
That's why the Fox News and the Republicans today are so defensive. No. It wasn't Republican. Probably not race. It was probably religious. It's probably something else. Look away. Well, we're not looking away. It is the reality, and that is why it happened.
Right? And why did you stop there? Why did you fucking stop there? Why didn't you end this by saying, and we know it's not Fox News and the Republicans. We know that they are not supporting attacks on black churches. We know that this is a crazy, fringe minority of white nationalist groups. Why didn't you say that, Cenk? Because you're a fucking bigot. And your fucking tiny mind is dominated by your stupid-ass agenda.